95% of Floridians support the ban on texting while driving. That's according to a poll from the University of Florida.
I don't know about y'all, but I've been in this process for 7 years, and I've never heard something that has that much support by your constituents and mine.
That's the bill's House sponsor, Representative Doug Holder, presenting the texting ban at its final committee stop on Wednesday. The measure would make texting a secondary offense, meaning you'd have to be pulled over for something else, like speeding, and then police could also issue a ticket for using a handheld communication device. Florida is one of just 5 states that don't ban texting on the road.
We're talking about an activity that is equivalent to drinking 4 beers very quickly and getting behind the wheel of a car. Now, we all know the dangers of that. We have laws that are against that.
Even though texting would still not be a primary offense, meaning you could be pulled over for just texting, Holder says he believes the bill does go far enough.
It starts the campaign that tells our children, tells our parents that texting while driving is an inappropriate behavior and is illegal in the state of Florida. And I believe that once we do that with a PR campaign right behind it, we will change the way our culture thinks about those activities.
The House and Senate versions of the bill have passed a combined 5 committees, with the only no vote coming on Wednesday from Representative Jimmy Patronis, a Republican from Panama City. Patronis says he fears
creating another reason why we have more government intruding in our lives.
Bill co-sponsor Representative Irv Slosberg spoke outside the House chambers on Wednesday.
It's just amazing that it's such a battle for public safety, but it is a battle for public safety.
After his teenage daughter was killed in a car crash, Slosberg spent 20 years trying to get the law changed to require people to wear seatbelts. But he says it's a new day in Florida under House Speaker Will Weatherford.
They're bringing the bills out of the drawers, and it's more of a bipartisan atmosphere in the House of Representatives today than it was in years past. Come on up here. Move up here, kids. Move up.
Slosberg was surrounded by children who attend school online through the Florida Virtual School. They're supporting the bill with a campaign called TTYL, or Texting Takes Young Lives.
It's a given. It's common sense. Let's outlaw texting and driving.
That's virtual school student, 17-year-old Jenny Rubin.
I've been in fear of my life when I've been behind the wheel. People do not get how absolutely serious this is.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates 28% of accidents occur when people are using their phone. Representative Dave Kerner, another co-sponsor of the bill, says he saw the effects firsthand in his former job as a police officer in the rural city of Alachua.
And it was so frustrating to show up to traffic crashes. It was so frustrating and sad to see people driving down the road texting. And me as a law enforcement officer, I couldn't do anything about it.
Holder says now is the time for Florida to give them that power. He says he and his wife were watching a news report about 5 young girls who were texting while driving when they crashed into a tractor trailer, killing all of them.
My wife turned to me and said, "You know, Doug, I'm not a very political person, but if there's one thing that you do while you're in Tallahassee, you should ban texting while driving."
The bill has some exceptions, like allowing the use of talk-to-text technology, reporting emergencies, and allowing texting while the car is stopped, like at a red light. It heads now to the full House. Meanwhile, the Senate version has one more committee stop. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.